toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so it's Friday night, and we're going to take a look at some issues that, well, I don't know if everybody can relate to. Video games and sex. Not everybody plays video games, and not everybody has sex. So.
Well, I think most people have tried it.
Yeah.
The sex, that is. But the video games, I think that even if you're not in the age bracket to play video games, so that age bracket's getting older. I mean,
it sure is.
I grew up.
You're almost 40.
I'll be 40 next year, and I grew up in. We had an Atari 2600. We were by no means a rich family, so we weren't the first ones on the block to get one of these things. But this was it as far as game consoles. This is the one that had the penetrating power that got into every household, or most of them.
That was actually my first video game console.
The 2600.
Yeah. I used to pick the games up for a quarter though.
So you got it. By then
they were in the junkyard.
Yeah, you're significantly younger than I am. I remember having played Zelda on the Nintendo back in the late 80s. So you know, and that's the old Nintendo with the cartridges, and being 40. So
the 2600 was, I think, also my first video game system. But I was more between the two of you, right? Yeah. I mean, you're a decade ahead of me, Mark, and I'm not that much further, I guess, ahead of you.
No,
Luther. But I think that
most people have dealt with people playing them. You know, I mean, it's even if it's generally a male thing and it's generally a young person's thing, although it's getting older as time goes by. So, but I think that everybody knows a young male, right?
Well, I can tell you the aspect of video gaming we're going to talk about tonight is something that I think even if grandparents are listening to the show this evening, they'll be able to. I think they'll appreciate because, well, it has to do with addiction. And anybody that really doesn't play video games, that sees their grandkids or their children playing video games a lot, may very well be concerned with the possibility they could be addicted. So
slack mouth, wide eyed. It can be scary to see people play video games.
All right.
Over.
First, though, we got to go to your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll start things out with Chris, listening in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got two things to talk about. I'll let you decide which one first. I have EPA regulations that are coming into effect in April. I don't think you've talked about them. That's a 30.
Let's start with that. What's going on there? Let's just start there. What's going on with the EPA?
It's new lead regulations. If anybody does any work to your house, if it was built before 1982, and you have a child that comes to your house about 2 days a week, you can't bypass these regulations. And if they fail to do it, it's a $36,000 fine per day on the contractor for not following these procedures.
Wow.
It's for the children.
What's that?
It's for the children.
Yeah. Just one of many governmental mandates that they've forced down upon homeowners. I know that the house that I own here up here in New Hampshire built in 1890, and back then they used asbestos as the siding on the house. Now some people use asbestos for other reasons. I think insulation is one of them, but this is just hard shingle kind of asbestos, so it's not going to blow around and get into people's lungs. But nonetheless, because there is asbestos there, because there is asbestos, it's going to require, if I do some sort of siding replacement, it's going to require some insane level of regulatory, not necessarily approval, but they have to have like an asbestos evacuation team standing by, and there's just this incredible cost involved in all that. So this is certainly something that many homeowners are not unfamiliar with. It's just yet another foray into deciding. Yet another foray into deciding for homeowners exactly how to, rule over them.
Right. Well, can I walk you through the process for following these regulations real quick?
Sure.
All right. First off, all the contractors have to wear white paper suits with boot covers on in respirators, and then they have to cover the entire area with plastic, like making a little tent around, like if say you're doing a window, which isn't cheap. Then they, before they even begin, they have to use these test kits on three different places to make sure there's no lead in the paint in case they don't have to do this.
Is this all just because a paint chip might fly off and into some child's lungs or something, or into their stomach?
They'll eat it.
Right, right. Now, they've been doing this for years for, Section 8 housing, government housing, but this is just getting into everybody's house now.
Mm. Okay, so continue. So you've got to put a big plastic thing around the work zone, and then what else?
You have to wear a white paper suit with a respirator, boot covers, and put plastic up.
Right.
And you can't use any of this more than once. After you're done with the job, it has to be disposed of.
Mm.
And then you have to use a vacuum cleaner to clean up everything properly. And this isn't just a regular vacuum cleaner. The vacuum cleaner costs about $1,000.
You know,
with
all this,
proper attachments.
All this is going to do is make it so that poor people, or people who are, you know, lower to middle class, can't afford to get new windows and things like that because, stuff done to their house. So they just have to live in worse and worse housing. And this that's intended to help people is, once again, going to hurt people. And by the way, people with low income and lower to middle income, those people are the ones most likely to have kids.
Also, it's going to cause a lot of contractors to go out of business because some people just can't afford to do this. It costs the contractor over $100 more per window just in labor. I mean, just in materials, not including the hours of labor that it involves. And it's going to double the price of everything pretty much.
Yeah, and it's going to, because it's going to increase cost, and demand for new windows is going to remain the same. It's therefore going to, make it so that fewer people get windows because they're not going to be willing to pay the increased cost.
But if it just saves one life,
well, then what?
There's another thing that could happen.
Sorry, go ahead.
There's another thing that could happen though, which is these regulations don't apply to homeowners doing their own work. So all that's going to happen is they're going to bring a friend along and pay them under the table.
Yep.
I see.
A friend.
Right, because there were, it's just so absurd. Just the whole idea is just so ludicrous. Kids, the whole thing is based off of a kid coming along and picking up a paint chip and eating it. That's the fear, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Lead-based paint is sweet. It also really works, and that's why they used it.
Yeah.
Good paint.
So what else did you want to share with us tonight, Chris?
I moved to Pittsburgh in 2007, rather, and I had a truck, and it was registered in Maryland, where I'm at now, and I wrecked it after I moved there, and I still had Maryland plates on it, so I junked it, and I didn't turn the plates back in. Now, I didn't know in Maryland you have to turn the plates back in, because I grew up in Pennsylvania, which you didn't, and they sent me a bill. This is in 2009, so that's 2 years later, for $5,500.
Whoa!
For not having insurance on my truck, because in their paperwork it was still on the road, it still had tags which were expired, and it didn't have insurance. And in Maryland, if you don't have insurance on your truck or any vehicle, it's a fine for every day.
Mm. Well, I guess that'll teach you not to read every law of whatever state you happen to move to.
Yeah, or pass through. Yeah.
So had you sent the tags back, then that may not have occurred?
Yes, that's right.
Man, that's the second tag story that we've had
in the
last month.
So you didn't pay this, right? Like, who's going to pay?
No, I just threw the paper in the garbage.
Well, good man. Call them back? You didn't say, hey, what the hell is this?
I tried, and I stayed on hold for an hour, and then they transferred me to another place who hung up on me.
What are you supposed to do?
I decided I'd give up.
But now you're living in the same so-called jurisdiction?
Right.
So they could pull you over and then they could do something else to you, right?
Possibly, but I'm not sure.
Let us know what develops, Chris. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
the legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing door-to-door for 12 hours in an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, and other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order your tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, seven supporting races, vintage race cars, driver autograph sessions, the party zone, and much more. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. For more info, visit SebringRaceway.com. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 20th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that for yourself and get involved. Shrine.freetalklive.com. By the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners brought to you by our friends over at ManchesterBrewing.com. And again, that's ManchesterBrewing.com. We continue here. We'll take your phone calls. Also coming up, we'll talk about 11 sex acts that are not normally considered sex, right, Mark?
No, no.
Did I get that right?
No. It's a poll, and people have been asked, is this sex?
I see.
And the answer's surprising.
Okay, well, we'll find out what that's all about here. Plus, I want to tell you about the Institute for Humane Studies upcoming summer seminar program. You can get your application in for various different seminars like Liberty and Education, Radicals for Capitalism, Ideas of a Free Society, Liberty and Leviathan Policy from a Libertarian Perspective. In fact, there are a whole bunch of them, 11 total. Locations include major cities around the country, plus you'll be provided with meals and housing. So you just have to get yourself there, and then your costs are pretty much covered. Deadline is March 31st to get registered. Go to libertarianseminars.com to get on board. That's libertarianseminars.com. By the way, this is only for people that are of college age, in college, just graduated from college. Is that right,
yeah,
Mark? Okay, so libertarianseminars.com.
I think you could be like late high school for the seminars.
Really? Okay. All right, well, we continue here. Brad is in California. What's on your mind tonight, Brad? You're on Free Talk Live. Really? That's deep. Thanks, Brad. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, let's jump into the story you've got. Where is it from?
Sorry, my computer just did something funny here. I don't know the web address, but anyway, they took a poll.
How did you find this?
What's that?
If you don't know where it's from, where is this coming from?
It's from 11points.com.
Okay.
So it's 11 points on, you know, sexual activities. It's 11 sexual activities that people don't count as having sex.
Gotcha.
And
is foot rub in there?
It is not.
Okay.
It's really strange, and I'll just read the intro for kicks here. It says, a few days ago, I saw an article about a study conducted at the Indiana University. Researchers at Indiana surveyed hundreds of heterosexual adults, male and female, from age 18 all the way up to 96, and asked them if different sexual activities constituted as having sex. And the results were amazing, at least the results I saw. As usual, the liberal media only published enough of the findings to give us a taste, but not a complete picture. Fortunately, the good people at the Kinsey Institute were kind...
Same folks who came up with the Kinsey scale.
Yep, were kind enough to provide me with the full results of the study, and good people over the good people that over there at the Kinsey Institute. It's totally worth getting it on with one of them, even if you can get the feeling they're just doing it for research purposes.
Mm.
It's a little Kinsey joke there. So anyway, number one.
So they gave people a list of things, or
yes.
People were, okay. So they gave people a list of things, and they responded whether they thought it was a sex act or not.
Correct.
Okay.
Whether it counts as having sex or not. So this is regular, I don't even know what the term to use if I don't use the term sex to describe this, but the regular,
intercourse?
Penis to vagina intercourse.
Okay.
5.2% of the people count this as not having sex.
Uh-huh. Right.
Basic sex?
Yeah, sex.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a number that made, and this guy's writing from the first person, it made me realize that we can't really take anything for granted in this study. Essentially, that's like saying if you went up to 20 people and asked them, does having sex count as having sex? One out of the 20 would say nope.
Well, what does?
Yeah, right. And it makes one wonder. If you don't count this as having sex, then what do you count?
Yeah.
I mean, the people really bringing the percentage down from here are the older men. For 65 and up, 22.7% say that it's the penis and vagina sex doesn't count as having sex. By far the highest percentage of any range.
We could just call that intercourse, right? I mean, that's the common term for it, is
Would
it not?
Prefer to have that term used?
It's more of a formal term for it.
Yeah.
There is
let's try to be as formal as we can here.
I'm pushing the envelope here.
I think those terms are clinical, so it's fine. But
yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
So number two, just the tip. 5.6 don't count that as intercourse.
Okay, gotcha. I don't think we need to explain any further on that one.
Yeah. So if you just dabble around for a short period of time, then that shouldn't count. Slightly more people said no. So it's very strange. No significant difference between women's responses and men's responses during the study. So it isn't a case where every guy counts that as towards his number, and as he tries to inflate it, and every woman says it doesn't count, or as she tries to desperately stay away from the into the golden single digits of sexual partners. So, number three, penis-vagina sex without, with a condom.
Okay.
6.7%. So it goes up, you know, from 5.2 to 6.7 if you wear a condom. People that don't believe that that is in fact sex.
Hmm.
So it's not sex if you wear a condom is what 6.7% of the people say.
Oh, you're not touching.
Right.
Yeah.
Luther, let me know if any of these reach your range here, okay? So what doesn't constitute sex? So the whole ceremony of a condom, which is universally says time to protect ourselves for sex, apparently isn't that at all.
Hmm.
1 out of 15
And who
people,
did they interview? Just where did the statistics come from?
People interviewed from the ages of 16 to 96.
Is this a phone survey?
It doesn't. I'm sorry.
We don't know.
Specifics, yeah.
Okay.
They're heterosexuals.
Got it.
Males and females.
Okay, so only heterosexuals. Got it.
Yeah. Number four. Penis vagina sex with
can
no.
Can we just call it intercourse? I mean, is
fine,
that possible?
Fine. But I have to still use
it. It sounds like
so
pandering.
Saying the term sex is pandering?
No, penis and vagina over and over again. I don't know.
But it's specific, right? I mean.
Oh, that's in the actual story?
I'm not making this up.
Okay, but we're talking about heterosexual sex here.
No, we're not going to be talking. We're talking about people, heterosexuals interviewed about sex.
Okay.
If you don't
so
want to
I'm
talk
guessing,
about this,
I'm
that's fine.
I'm guessing it's going to go in other directions.
It is going to go in other directions, yes.
Okay, I see. So then,
there's going to be other types.
I can see how making this decision
other parts,
is
you know, that's what these parts do.
Yep.
Okay. So if you feel like I'm pandering, fine. We'll stop. We'll go talk about something else. But I don't know the difference. I mean, you know, it's the specifics here, man. It is a poll. With no female orgasm, 7.3% say that doesn't count. So, you know, it doesn't count if she doesn't.
I think we're at the percentage point here where you could just have people effing with a poll. I mean, this is not really shocking to me.
It gets better.
Like
it's not shocking
one.
To you?
The first one.
5%?
Like, that 5% they were just messing with them. That was my thought.
I feel like that's statistically insignificant.
I felt like it was, I don't think so.
It's. Yeah, go on.
Anyway, 5% is not significantly statistically insignificant. However, it could be people screwing with
that's
them.
What I mean, yeah.
It could be, I suppose.
Like, that's not a big number.
Anyway, actual intercourse with no male orgasm doesn't count. That's 10.9%. Is that significant?
No, you're getting a little more significant. There.
Right, again, because it's doubled the other number that was previously, 5.2, more than doubled that. So,
right. You
know, and I can kind of see how people would say that's not really sex, I suppose.
Okay, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can share your thoughts on this or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got various different ways for you to listen to the show for free online, including our live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. We also have our webcam, plus if you've got a phone that can dial long distance, you can listen via our listen lines. Get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com and tune in for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. 1-800-259-9231. As we continue here with, is it 11 different sex acts, Mark?
Yes.
11 different sex acts that apparently a surprising number of people don't actually consider to be sex.
Yeah, it was a poll taken, and I think the numbers are kind of interesting.
And you said it's from 11points.com, is that right?
Yes, it's from 11points.com. It's from the Kinsey Institute's study here.
So we are through how many of them? Five of them. Five of them?
Yep.
All right.
The most recent one was regular intercourse with no male orgasm, 10.9%. That's one out of 10, more than one out of 10 people do not consider that to be, in fact, sex.
And you said they broke it down by male and female?
Yes.
So how many males don't consider that
sex?
They
didn't break down every one of them, but they do have those statistics. This guy's just writing an article about it.
I don't
have the actual numbers sitting here.
I'm curious about that, because that would seem to be full of themselves males that are only interested in their own orgasm that would answer in that fashion.
Well, I'll read what it has here. It says the gentleman who...
Luther is looking confused about it.
Well, I dated a girl who... felt that way about it, and I didn't, sure that's sex,
right?
Well, I couldn't tell you what other people think, but anyway, this one says, I actually kind of get this one. If you're old school procreationist or misogynist, it's not over until the man says it's over. Once again, it was the 65 and older men carrying the torch here. 36.4 of them said it. not sex until they've finished things off and put back their loose-fitting white tank top and take off their sock garters and set their alarm clock for 4:30 a.m.
Interesting.
Yeah, I told you.
It's an interesting picture.
Yeah. So, number six, anal sex with a condom. 18% don't consider that as having sex. Ah, yes, the argument has kept Catholic schoolgirls sane for generations.
Is that what was factoring in there, younger people and their views on anal sex?
He doesn't give any numbers.
Okay. Because he did mention the older people in the other example.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotcha.
So this is the same thing, anal sex, but this time with no caveat. So instead of using a condom, no.
Got it.
Okay. But 19.1% don't count that as having sex. This is the strangest one of them all to me.
Down from 36%?
Down from 18%.
Oh, 18, I'm sorry.
So it's actually gone up from 18%. So for some reason,
it's more sex when you have a condom on in anal sex.
Yes.
Got it.
More like more people consider it to be sex.
Got it.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
So this is the flip-flop from the regular intercourse statistics with anal sex. More people think that it counts as having sex if it's protected as opposed to unprotected. They should do a follow-up survey asking people which of those two options is grosser. I have a hunch that it would be that number one would win. The older people drove this number up, but this time it wasn't just the men. 50% of the men, 65-plus, said the anal sex doesn't count as having sex, but so did 33.3% of the women in that age range. For the love of all good things, do not...
It seems to me that, and I'm certainly not the Kinsey Institute, but it seems to me that anything in pursuit of orgasmic pleasure is, I think, sex. I mean, that seems to be a fair definition.
We get down to numbers, 10 and 11. You
could argue that withholding orgasmic pleasure is a form of, I guess it'd be sort of sexual teasing, but to the aim of just that level of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's done. I'll tell you that.
It's done.
Intentionally withholding pleasure from someone.
Like, to the point where it's not ever given. Like, you're talking about not just teasing, but
right.
Just like
titillation.
Just go ahead and talk right into your...
I'm sorry.
That'd be great. But so what you're saying is that there are certain people that are into that where, you know, they might get tied up or, you know, whatever it is that's actually not going to completion.
Yes.
But that even after hours of being tied up and all that, that they never end up getting there, is what you're saying?
Yeah, sometimes.
I think that you're probably right. That would also count.
It's titillation. I don't think it's sex. I think when you put the firebrand into a spot that's warm and cozy, that's sex. Whereas, the spot that's supposed to be warm and cozy in the case of necrophilia, it was one point warm and cozy. But I think that's what constitutes sex to me. You got me?
No, I don't really know. Firebrand, warm and cozy.
Intercourse? You're talking to a mental midget. I don't understand. Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what the firebrand is? Do I have to go a little farther with you?
No, it sounds like intercourse is what you're describing.
No, there. No, I'm talking about any place warm and cozy.
I see.
So I can think of three offhand, but, you know, like I don't have a tendency.
But it doesn't necessarily have to do with that. I mean, do you consider self-pleasuring sex?
No.
No?
Why would it be?
Okay.
It's sex with yourself.
It's sex with yourself.
I'm fine. That's a different term.
Okay.
You know, I mean, no, I don't. So anyway, everybody's got their thing, right? Where they consider this line to be. So number eight, receiving oral sex, 27.1%. Don't count this.
So is it not sex, point of information? Is it not sex if you have a partner who is manipulating your...
Nope.
No, that's not sex to you.
No, it's not.
So sex is only the in and out, basically, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's in and out of something, I would say. Yeah.
I have to disagree with that. Luther?
Well, what about lesbian sex?
You know, if you're going to corner
me,
ask me whether or not I am a sexist, yes, I am. I just don't consider lesbian sex to be sex. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I think your definition is pretty messed up.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a male. I've got a definition that males would use, right?
I'm a male. I don't have that definition.
All right. Well.
Yeah, I don't either. You're outnumbered.
Yeah. You're going to punch your guys' cards.
what number are we on here?
Eight.
All right.
Receiving oral sex, 27.1, don't count that as having sex. Now, this is blatantly, just blatantly because of Bill Clinton. During his sexual scandal and the semantic games therein, the most influenceable generation was the one that is now 18 to 29, and they're by far the least likely to count this as sex. For men 18 to 29, 60% say receiving oral sex doesn't count as sex, and for women in that age range, 32.3% say that. Okay. Women, in general, are more likely to call things sex, by the way. So you guys are firmly in the female camp. Isn't that nice?
I'm definitely in touch with my feminine side.
Yeah, you can keep it. The number nine, performing oral sex, 29%, up from 27.1. Don't count that as having sex.
Mm.
Well, I found all the numbers about the intercourse sex and anal sex surprising. This makes no sense to me. If I had been part of this survey, I would have answered, doesn't count as having sex, to both of these oral sex questions. What can I say? I've got all the, we've all got a little Bill Clinton inside of us. So, and then he has a little joke there, some more literally than others. number 10, receiving manual stimulation. Is that clinical enough for you?
Receiving manual stimulation, yeah. They'll be playing with one another.
So do you consider that to be or not to be?
I would say that is sex.
You are in the minority. Because 51.9% don't count that as having sex.
Okay. I can understand why people believe that sex is only the in and out. I understand why there's that common belief system, but I don't agree with it. Number 11.
I think that people can do things that are sexual that are not sex, you know, and I suppose that's where the lesbians fall in. And, you know, they have tools and things. Number 11, performing manual stimulation as opposed to receiving it is 55.1%. Don't count that as having sex. So all the genital-based activities you can do, this gets the fewest votes of anything of having sex, as it should. Nothing that happens to you out in the public and at a Vegas strip club or during a physical with a deliciously thorough doctor should make you go running around talking about the sex you had.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. How would you define sex? This is Free Talk Live. Or you can bring up whatever you want.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at VARadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello, at OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and join up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about a survey from the Kinsey Institute, they surveyed a number of Americans between 18 and 96, was it, Mark?
I think it was 16 and 96.
16 and 96. About
nope, 18, you're right.
About what they considered to be sex. And so just curious as to what do you consider to be sex? And, of course, we have to keep the conversation clinical. I don't want to pander to any lowest common denominator. But clearly people have different definitions. I mean, right here in the studio, the hosts on this program have differing definitions as to what is considered sex. Mark, you were telling us during the break that if you get an orgasm but the other person doesn't, then to you that's sex, but orgasm is a critical component for you. If you don't get an orgasm, then it's not sex.
I wouldn't say that, but it's certainly not put in the successful column.
I see. All right, so we continue here. Frank is in New York here on Free Talk Live with Ian, Luther, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
no, it's a very interesting discussion. I was wondering if this would be considered sex. Reading Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations in reverse cowgirl position with, a riding crop and, what do we call those things on the boots that you use to prod the horse?
Spurs.
Yeah.
Spurs. Yeah, I don't know how many people actually engage in reading whilst they're having sex.
That's what I'm wondering. Would that be considered sex or not? Would that be intellectual discourse or possibly, you know, a variation of sexual intercourse? I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Frank, in and out tonight. 800-259-9231. Was that a sex joke?
I guess
it was.
Yeah, joke of the week.
We continue here with George listening to KBYO-FM in Louisiana. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, y'all.
Hey, George.
Hey. I don't mean to... maybe this is not a good the beginning course of the whole evening was is this sex poll thing, but I was just wondering were you able to hear about the textbook little controversy for their deciding what they're going to put in their textbooks in Texas today?
No, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's conservatives versus liberals, and the conservatives they won hands down.
In Texas?
I have nine grandkids and one on the way, I was concerned about it, but basically the things that caught my attention most were that they're going to keep the Constitution in the history books and civics and so forth. Or they're going to make sure that that we teach our children to learn that America is not a bad country, and that God is still in, we're still basically a Christian nation.
What would make a country bad as opposed to good? What is the discrepancy in your mind, George?
Look, I'm sorry, my phone's about half deaf and I can barely hear you, but because I turned my radio down. Okay, what would make the country bad?
Yeah, well, you said America. You said you want to teach the kids that America is not a bad country. So, what would make it bad?
Well, that we are a militarist country, that we just invade countries for the heck of it, and that our founding fathers.
Wait a minute, isn't that what's going on?
Well, no, that's sometimes what I hear from folks, and that's what they want to teach. That's what some of them, the liberals. That one lady got.
I'm confused. Did you guys understand? Did you pick that? What he was trying? I think he's suggesting that
a bad country would be a country that just went and invaded countries for no good reason at all, rather than making up a good reason.
Okay, now you'll have to bear with me because I can barely hear you. Okay,
I understand, George.
George, can you hear me now?
A little bit better. I have highway traffic. I'm in the backyard and I turn my radio down.
Gotcha.
Okay, let me go ahead and say a couple things and maybe. Maybe y'all can discuss it, and maybe there'll be somebody listening that might find
out. Let us have it, George. Go for it.
Okay. The three things that come out in my mind was that I was glad to hear was that the lady that was the main lady that was, I don't remember her name, but she got so disgusted that she just walked out. And because they were wanting, her side was wanting to put in all these things about what we're teaching kids wrong. And, they decided they were going to teach the Constitution as it was written and its purpose of. They decided that, we're not going to teach our kids that we are, our history is of a bad nation, that we're just a bunch of, want to take the world over and so forth. And the other thing was we're going to keep Christianity in the teachings. And then,
so you say you're happy about all this?
Oh yes, very much so. I mean, I have 9 grandkids and I'm concerned. I mean, I appreciate people's liberty.
Is it possible, George, in your mind for America to be a good country, but for the government to be bad?
Well, you know, the government, nobody likes the government. Hmm. Nobody does. I mean, and except the folks that are making a living doing it.
Oh yeah, they like it.
That's the only ones that like it. But you know, I mean, we have to maintain. Our children are going to grow up, and their lives are going to be based on what they learn in school. And if all they learn is that we dominated this country, an Asian country, we dominated Europe, we dominated this, and it was all for bad purposes. Our Constitution doesn't apply anymore because it's outdated. It doesn't count anymore because we have to move on. They call that progressivism, progressive. There's certain fundamentals that our nation was founded on that, you know, nobody likes the government. I mean, I don't like paying taxes. Who in the world likes paying taxes? And just like y'all have an advertisement that talks about school sucks.
Yes, it
on
does.
On your show there. But, okay, what? I don't know of any other way to teach children. There's too many.
No, it's government school that
sucks. Right, the school sucks podcast is very clear.
Okay, but what school are you going to put in place for all the kids if there is no government school?
Well, private schools.
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
any kind that you can pick from.
Are we going to subsidize all the kids to go to private schools?
You know, George, here's what bothers me. I just went to the school in my town that we pay $1 million for in a town of 1,700 people to send the kids to. And I looked around the parking lot.
It's $60 million here.
Yeah, well, it's crazy here. I looked around the parking lot as I was getting out of my 1993 Dodge Shadow with the peeling paint on it. And I was looking at all the brand new pickup trucks.
Brand new, yeah.
All the brand new cars. And I was thinking about the, well, if it's about 80%, the taxes I paid were probably about $2,500 that I spent to send other people's kids, because I'm not going to send my kid to that school, other people's children, the money that was taken out from my child to give to these other people's kids who are driving all these nice cars, George, and that just makes me livid.
I just imagine it does, Mark. I don't blame you. I don't want
to. Right. What responsibility do I have to send those people's kids to school? I didn't F their wife, George.
Mark, I'm not disagreeing with that. All I'm saying is, I mean, the kids have to learn somewhere, and the government abuses they just throw it out the window, the money they receive in taxes. They mismanage everything, and none of it is good. Nobody wants it, but it's. You still have to come down to a basic fundamental. The kids that are growing up have to learn to go in one direction or another.
I don't know what that means.
Well, George, I can't hardly hear. I don't mean over-talking.
George, we are almost out of time for you, though. But thank you for the call and the thoughts.
All right,
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. I don't know what he meant when he said that the kids have to learn to go in one direction or another.
Well, what he's talking about is if you're going to have an apparatus called public school, that apparatus should go his way. And, I want it to go my way, no doubt. I just want to go away. Absolutely. That's really the only solution. But the question is, what about the poor people? And it's a legitimate
question. They'll be taken care of.
It's a legitimate
question.
First off, public school isn't about poor people. If it was, middle class people wouldn't send their kids there. Currently, public school is welfare for middle class people and basically an indoctrination center where the teachers union gets to teach your kid what they feel like is the best thing.
Yeah, and if I don't like what they're teaching, like he was talking about how they're going to keep Christianity in schools or whatever, if I don't like that, then I'm still forced to pay for something I disagree with. It's just a messed up system. 800-259-9231. Get the government out of education. Let the marketplace handle it like every other product and service. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.